The Middle Rio Grande Pueblo Tribal Consortium was formed a couple years ago to address the tribal digital divide. In our series, State of Change, we learn more about the group's work on a tribally owned infrastructure project. Construction workers lay cables underground near a road in Sandoval County on a warm February day in New Mexico. The fiber optic network, which runs about 60 miles, will bring high-speed internet to four tribal libraries, Cochiti, San Felipe, Santa Ana, and Santo Domingo. The tribes partnered to obtain a federal E-rate subsidy of nearly $4 million for the project. The library at Santo Domingo Pueblo, located off Interstate 25 between Santa Fe and Albuquerque, opened in the 1960s and has evolved to serve tribal citizens and their neighbors in nearby towns.
We're out of the way as far as connectivity, and this is the only place that they can access internet.
Cynthia Aguilar is the librarian at Santo Domingo Pueblo. Her community, like other rural tribes across the country, uses the library as the main place to connect to the web for education and other opportunities. People also use their personal cell phones with data plans, but the connection is spotty, says Santo Domingo Tribal Program Administrator Everett Chavez. He says there are not many options for his children and others in the community to access the internet outside of the weekday public library hours of 8 to 5.
They have to drive up to the top of the hill by the interstate to get a signal on their laptops to do work for school and connecting with the various people that they need to connect with.
That's a similar story at Cochiti Pueblo, located a few miles from Santo Domingo. Cochiti's library uses a telecommunications provider for internet service, but it's costly, around $1,500 a month. Students in the after-school program often feel the impacts. Library staff prioritize internet use, says Education Director Kevin Lewis.
Well, we have to pick and choose who gets internet for the day. We have to look at our students and say, are you doing homework? What are you doing? Are you just browsing the internet?
Lewis says when the broadband project is complete, the bill will be a couple hundred dollars, and the savings can be put back into library resources.
We do live on a reservation, but it's not because we're stuck here. It's not because there's boundaries. It's our home. We do acknowledge that those modern conveniences are out there. We don't want to push them off the reservation. We don't want to push them away from the village. We want them to stay here. But we still want them to have the equal, adequate access to those modern conveniences.
The project is expected to be finished this spring. Leaders would like to address the tribal digital divide beyond education and expand high-speed internet into areas of healthcare, business, and individual homes. Tribal leaders are currently working with U.S. lawmakers to ensure tribes are included in national infrastructure plans.